If you just focus on a few quality people each time, build that one-to-one connection, and then the next time, another new person, and then the next time, another new person. Like, it's not always about quantity. And I think people associate networking with, if I know more people, I get further.
All right, guys, growing your wellness business doesn't have to mean working around the clock and feeling exhausted. So, welcome to the Healthy Hustle Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Feldman, and I have been in your shoes. I've been in the wellness space for over 9 years, and I know what it feels like to feel overwhelmed. I took my wellness business from 13K that first year and feeling fried and exhausted to over six figures. Now I am a business coach for health and wellness professionals just like you, and I create done-for-you content and programs to help you save time and money so you can spend more time nailing down your niche, understanding your buyer avatar, attracting your ideal client, and building your business from the ground up the right way. So sit down and let's get started. Hey guys, I'm really excited to have Sarah on today. We were just talking about the power of networking and building a thriving business and how social media can take time to build. And we don't want you to be starving during that time. So I have Sarah on the podcast today talking about how to build an amazing referral network. Sarah, can you tell everyone a little about yourself?
Of course. Yeah. So what's up? I'm Sarah Gemmel. I was in addictions counseling outside of out of college. I had a psychology degree, got into addictions, thought it was going to be like my lifelong career, if you can relate. And then after a little while, I'm like, okay, this is not it. And I really loved the clientele. I loved the work. But when I went through my divorce, I was really struggling mentally. And I was like, okay, there needs to be a shift here, right? So that's how I got into fitness.
You needed something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And it was like, I couldn't be miserable at home and at work, right? And it was like, one had to give, and the home life thing was just not giving. So it was time to shift my professional life. And I got into fitness myself, and I was doing like very traditional personal training in the gym, half an hour sessions, you know, the whole nine. And I realized that I wanted to have my own business. I wanted to really build online, which was a whole different beast. No one really prepares you for how hard that actually is.
I don't think anyone, I think when you come out of school, whatever type of coaching you're doing, you think that it's just going to be about coaching, but it's so much about marketing and so much about selling.
Yes. I'm like, cool. I can be a personal trainer for 20 bucks an hour. And I thought that was like the greatest thing ever. And I was like, I get to just be in my bag as a personal trainer because I was really good at it. And then, like you said, it's like, oh, wait a minute. I have to learn about websites and funnels and follow-ups and social media. Like, oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And yeah. So I started building this online presence. I started really diving into what that looked like as an entrepreneur. I started going to in-person conferences and networking meetings. And what I realized was it was so much easier to build a book of clients from word of mouth and being visible in my community, getting into virtual networking groups. So that became my main lead generator, was networking and referrals. So when it came time for a shift in the business, I thought that I would, honestly, what I thought I was going to do is I thought I was just going to host networking events and just have like a couple of weekly meetings, membership style, have business owners come in. But what I realized after I did that was when I started making content about how to be better at networking, how to actually see more profitability, how to have a better experience and, you know, get actual leads from networking, it took off because I realized that no one was teaching it.
Well, and I think the problem that we see when we talk about building a referral network, because I talk about this all the time. I'm like, you have to write down 20 names of people that you can reach out to, that you can set up, you can pitch to them, people that already know, like, and trust you, even aside from going to a networking event that you can reach out to, because these are going to be your referrals. But it sounds so much sexier to build on social media, but it takes to build that following. Do you agree?
Oh my gosh, it takes so much longer. Like, if you think about the numbers of it, right? There's billions of people on social media. So it takes time for people to even figure out who you are. It takes time for people to see you and building the know, like, trust. And then you have the algorithm to consider too. So they're not even seeing all the stuff you put out. Or if they're on a social media detox, they're not seeing your messages or insert here, right? But when you go into a weekend conference or a virtual networking group or a local community to your area type of networking, your numbers are now so much smaller. At most, you're talking about hundreds of people at most. But typically, now you only have to stand out and be noticeable and recognizable to a group of 10, 20, 30. You know, like a big virtual networking group is 20 plus. That's much different than a billion plus.
Yeah. What
You
are
know?
some strategies for a coach who maybe is an introverted coach to go into networking?
Oh my gosh, I love this. So one of my most popular conversations is networking for introverts because I think like when people see me, I'm a big energy, I'm a big personality, and they're like, "Oh, I'm not doing that." And I'm someone who's like, "You don't have to." You know, like I in networking, you have to go with your strong suits. You're building a genuine relationship and rapport with other people based on who you are. So I don't want you to ever go to a networking group and be someone you're not. If you are an introvert, what introverted really means, right, is you need the time to recharge. You're really, really good one-on-one, and you have those more intimate connections, and your energetic capacity is just going to be a little bit different than the extroverts,
Totally.
right?
And if you're
Now,
not, because I love that you just explained it like that, it doesn't mean that you're not good at conversation. It just means that you need a little more prep time to recover. And also, I think that means like if you're not good at conversation, you really need to practice in that area on the self-confidence and self-worth.
exactly, because there's extroverted and introverted, but there's also shy and outgoing, and they're not necessarily correlated. You can be an outgoing introvert and you can be a shy extrovert. So if you are also shy and introverted, then yeah, you have to do a lot more practice of like the icebreakers and asking good questions. But introverted people really just have to be careful of their energetic capacity, and they really need to go into that room and look more for the one-to-one connections. Who can I connect with one-on-one? Because I hear all the time, even from people who host networking meetings, they're like, just connect with as many people as possible. And I'm like, no. Because the introverts are literally going to feel like they want to shrivel up and go into a hole after a networking meeting where they meet too many people. If you just focus on a few quality people each time, build that one-to-one connection, and then the next time, another new person, and then the next time, another new person. Like, it's not always about quantity. And I think people associate networking with, if I know more people, I get further, right? But if you can't even take care of the people you already know, if you can't build genuine relationships with the people you already know, why are you trying to bring new people in?
Right.
Like, focus on the people who are already here first. And that goes with sales and leads too, right? Like, stop going out and trying to find cold leads all the time and focus on the people who are already here.
Well, I think that's why when I always say to people, like, hey, if you're starting out, start on your personal Facebook page and not your business page, because this is your warm audience. You're not going out. And the same thing for like reach out into your community and think about your own doctor, your own massage therapist, your own chiropractor, acupuncturist, yoga studio, gym, spa, like all the places that already know you and like you so that it's not a cold pitch.
Exactly. And I always, this is one of the best pieces of advice I ever got in terms of sales is when you reach out to someone and say, "Hey, I thought you'd be a really good fit for this thing. Are you interested? You know, you have your pretty little messaging and it's a nice message." If they say no, thank you, turn around and instead of saying, "Okay, bye," say, "No problem. I totally understand. Do you know someone
Yeah.
who would be interested? Could you
Take that
make
big
a
step.
recommendation?"
Put the big girl panties on and take
Yes.
the big step.
Yes. Like being able to say, "Hey, it's okay if you don't want this thing, but I'm looking for an introduction to someone who you think I could have a conversation with. You don't need to tell me that this person is interested or that they're going to buy. Just who comes to mind when you think of hormone coaching or personal training for pregnant moms or, you know, nutrition for kids?
Yep.
Who comes to mind, and can you make an introduction for me?" Because, like you said, when you focus on the people you already know you, they like you, they trust you, they want to help you. But helping you does not always mean buying from you.
How long should somebody take like per week to carve out to do this? Is it a daily? Is it a weekly? What do you?
Honestly, you can do it either way, right? So if you do it daily and you just want to spend 10 or 15 minutes of touching base with people, or maybe you have one full day where it's just full of coffee chats, full of outreach messages, showing love on social media, figure out how you best nurture relationships because coffee chats are great, but they're also very time consuming. So in between coffee chats and in between meetings or seeing them in person, you need to be sending them referrals. You need to be showing them love. You need to be
Yeah.
getting them in front of opportunities so that they're like, oh my gosh, Sarah really just introduced me to like three or four people. Now my brain is like, okay, I'm going to go introduce her to one, two, three people because we as humans like to return the favor, right? So it all depends on what that looks like for you. I like to do it daily because the idea of doing a whole day makes me want to cry.
Overwhelming.
It sounds very overwhelming, but I actually had a client recently. She's like, Sarah, my schedule is completely booked. Like, absolutely not. I cannot spend time on a daily basis with coffee chats or networking or whatever. And it's like, okay, fine. You can do a full day, but then it has to be like one full day, very intentional. She's going to do it once a month,
Are
which
you
is
talking
fine.
about reaching out to people locally, or are you talking about like DMs on like LinkedIn? Like when you're talking about coffee chats and getting those, what are the ways?
So when I do coffee, do you mean like in terms of getting coffee chats?
Yeah, in terms of
Yeah.
getting.
Yeah. So I always get myself into a room for like a group meeting first. The
Got it.
easiest way to find a coffee chat is you go into a virtual room or an in-person room. You listen to people's introductions. You kind of get a feel for who people are and what they do. And then based on that, say, okay, if I know I'm a nutrition specialist and I really want to have someone who does these types of workouts as a referral partner, or the local spa, the local doctor, like you know who you're looking to refer back and forth with. Those are going to be the priorities in coffee chats. And then secondary to that, if you're looking to ramp up your coffee chats, social media, LinkedIn, that's a really great way to just reach out to people and say, hey, I saw you do this. This is what I do. I would love to connect to see if we could be referral partners. So now it's mutually beneficial. So they don't think they're getting on a sales call.
Yeah.
And then I would love to just spend, 15, 20 minutes with you. Let's get to know each other, see if it's a good fit for us to collaborate on something or, to see if we have synergy. Because even if the industries make sense, if we don't get along on like a personal level or if we don't connect with core values, then we're probably not going to move forward. And that's okay.
That's such a good point. Where do you find these groups for coffee chats?
Yeah, so I start with like, who do I know? Like you said, start with who you know, right? Who do you know that goes to networking groups or meetings or events, and can they get you an invite? That's a really easy way to put things out there is just to ask your network where they're spending time and then to go there. I always try to find out where people are hanging out when I'm actually in that meeting. So what other meetings are they going to? Are they in Facebook communities? Are they, where are they at? And then, if I really can't find anything, I love Eventbrite and I love Facebook groups. I'll go into a Facebook group and I'll just say, hey, I'm looking for virtual networking. What do you suggest? Or if it's local to my area, hey, looking for in-person lunch meetings or, cocktail hours, insert here. The other really great option for in-person is to start with your local chamber. So
Yeah,
they're not,
say that your chamber of
yeah.
commerce is such a great place to start if you have one.
Absolutely. And most people do. Most people in the US and Canada have chambers, and they're probably, it's a hit or miss because where I come from in Pennsylvania, I hated the chamber. But now that I'm in Georgia, I love it. So
Right.
it's something that may not be long term, but it sparks those connections. It sparks that conversation. It gets the ball rolling. And when you go into the chamber, even if it's a group you don't love and you don't want to go back to, always figure out how you can get a win from those types of groups, right? Connect with one person, find out about one other event, just get connected. And then if you don't ever want to go back to that meeting, you don't have to. That's the nice thing about networking. Go once. It's like dating. If it's not working out, you don't go back.
And do you, when you network with people, what is your follow-up like?
And follow-up is always rooted in connection, like referrals, collaborations. It's never rooted in sales. That's the most important part. And I'll usually either try to get them in the DMs on Instagram, or if I think they're a really good fit, I'll get them on a coffee chat. I really want to figure out how can we have a mutually beneficial referral connection, right? How can I support you? And I would hope that you have the same intention of asking you how you can support me. But I never go into a follow-up from networking with, hey, I have this offer. Hey, I have this freebie. Do you want it?
Got it.
Yeah, I always go with like, who do you know? Or I love asking people right off the bat, how can I support you? I'm not coming at it with what can I get from you, because I know it's going to benefit me at some point down the road. So I'm like, hey, it was so great to hear about your podcast, Rachel. Like, where can I share it? Where's the link?
Right.
Do you really need reviews right now? Do you need guests right now? Like, what do you really need for your podcast right now? And you're like, oh my gosh, did she just come at me asking me what I need? Like,
right.
Da, 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 and you're replying within minutes.
What do you think stops somebody from doing this kind of strategy?
I think that there is a disconnect in intentions a lot of times. So people really just don't know better. In networking, it's so easy to look at networking as sales. And it's so easy to get in that mindset of, I need a client. I have an offer I want to talk about. Like, right. As humans, we are very egocentric, right? We want to talk about what we're doing. So I think that the lack of education in networking right now is the biggest obstacle. It's just educating yourself on how do referral partners make the decision and who to refer, and yeah. Understanding the psychology of how does this whole thing work, because it's not sales. So we're not thinking about ideal clients and buying decisions. We're talking about referral partners and what's going to get this person to just say my name in rooms that I'm not in. That's really my only goal.
Right.
And if they buy from me, if they say, you know what, Sarah, I've listened to your commercial for 6 months now. I've been in your world for a while and I really need what you have. Great. I'm here to help you. I'm not going to say no.
Right.
But I'm not going to come at it with the intention to sell, or I'm not going to go into a networking group and be like, you know what? This whole group is a room full of my ideal clients. You can all buy from me.
Right.
Because now people are like, no, thank you. We just met you. No one likes the commission breath.
No, no. I mean, do you follow up with a freebie when you follow up with people, or is this solely just about building your phone network?
Networking specifically is really just about building the referral network. But what you can do is you can have ways to mention, like, hey, I have this really great free resource, or hey, I have an email list where I send out, you know, nutrition tips, fitness tips, or whatever. Maybe it's a Facebook group. You can have these really friendly, nonchalant ways to just let people know that it exists.
Right.
And allow for them to come to you and say, oh, wait a minute, that's really great. I would love that.
Well, and I think whenever I have built referral partners, I've always offered like, hey, do you want me to blog for your website? Like, do you want
yeah.
me to do something for you? Do you want me to do a newsletter for you? Do
yeah.
you want me to put, here's a gift that you can send to your audience? Like ways that are going to help there and also get to know who they are. Like do a little research, do a
yeah.
little you know, research on who they are, who their ideal client is, so that I can really make it a lucrative relationship.
Exactly. And you're coming at it with that, to me, that like blog swap, newsletter, freebie for their audience, that is a great collaboration opportunity,
right?
Right? That's saying, hey, I can give you this thing that actually benefits you, because now you don't have to come up with content for your blog or your email list or whatever. They're giving value to their audience, but you're also then getting in front of a new audience. But what you just said is really important, where you're coming at them with a clear idea. You're saying, hey, I did research on you. I know what you offer. I know who your audience is. Here's how this exact thing can offer value to them. Where I hear a lot of people, they'll say, well, how do you think I could add value to your audience?
No, you want to come in knowing how you're going to add value and do a little research on them and see what their style is. So you can see how you can really match their style and be like, I can come to you and provide this for your clients who I know are looking for A, B, and C.
Exactly. It's all about how, like, the confidence of it is really
yeah.
important. But also, like, when I've had people come to me with that question a million times. And, you know, my whole thing is like, it's not my job to know how you can add value.
Yeah.
Right. Like, even if I love you, even if I see you every single week in a virtual networking group, it's not my job to answer that question. But we have to also remember that you transfer confidence or lack thereof into your referral partners. They have to have confidence in you to make the referral.
Yep.
So if you come to me and say, well, I'm not sure where I could add value, you tell me where I add value. It tells me that you're not really that confident in your value. And that now makes me question, well, is she ready to receive the referral? You know, like that kind of thing is really important to remember.
Are you struggling with email marketing for your coaching business? Building an email list is crucial to connect with your clients and increase conversions, but it's not easy. That's where the Cleaning Hacks List Builder and Marketing Kit comes in. You'll get everything you need to build an email list of raving fans and potential clients, including a lead magnet, cover images, opt-in page, thank you page, and follow-up emails. And the best part, it's completely free. And if that isn't enough, I've also created video guides to walk you step-by-step through the setup process. Download your free kit and make it happen. How do you build confidence when you're talking to people?
Practice, practice and repetition and just doing it all the time. And I think a lot of people freak out because they're in front of new people or they're giving a 30-second introduction. But at the end of the day, you are an expert in your field. You are an expert at something. That's why you started a coaching business. It's why you got into entrepreneurship. It's why you want to help people. So that's where your confidence is going to be rooted in is I know I'm really good at what I do. I know that I have genuine value inside of this offer and that I can really help change people's lives. I just need to get more visible and I just need to build these relationships. So I might not be super confident in the networking relationship side, but I'm going to then rely on my expertise confidence on this side while I build, right? And it's like, hey, even if you haven't been in business that long, you are still an expert.
Yep. I think
you don't have
coaches like fail to see that part because I know a lot of coaches who come into the industry who are like mindset and hormone and gut, and they've gone through their own healing crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And there, when there's healing crisis, there's always like past trauma. I wouldn't say always, but I would say a lot of the time there's like past trauma and stuff that happened during the time that they were going through their healing crisis and that self-confidence isn't there as much, or they feel like they don't know enough or they're not healed enough.
Yeah.
And what I always try to say is like, you're an expert. You only have to be two steps ahead of your ideal client.
Exactly. And you have the self-awareness because you've done your own work. You have that self-awareness to know if you're at step three, you can help people at step one. Yeah. And if someone comes to you at step four or step five, have a referral partner. Say, hey, listen, I actually don't think I'm the best fit for you, but here's this person over here that I think could really help you. And now you're building that know, like, trust within your ideal client audience as much as your referral partner audience, because the minute you don't take someone's money, they're like, wait a minute. What? Like, did you just tell me no? And they're like, they gain so much respect.
I did that. I would have clients who we had tried, exhausted all the things that were within my brain, and they needed testing and they needed to go further with a practitioner, and I would refer them out. And I have a lot of doctors that I would refer out to, or acupuncturists or energy healers, people that I knew could take them to that next level. And they would always come back.
Always. And if they are not able to come back for a legitimate reason, like a logistical reason of like, they really did need, you know, like a neurosurgeon or a therapist or whatever, right? They're sending their friends.
Yes. Yes.
They're still talking about you. They're still, you know, raving about you, because a business owner who will not just take your money just to take your money, and they are more ethical about their sales processes, they become just a magnet to people, and they, you just build so much trust, right? So that's another reason to have referral partners, is to say, hey, listen, if this is not within my scope, here's 10 resources that are. And it's not just like, hey, go to Google.
Yeah.
It's, hey, I've actually met Rachel. I have a relationship with her personally. I know what she does, and I trust her to take care of you, right? Now that's a totally different level of a suggestion than just like, oh, just go to Google and you'll find a local da, 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 da. No,
yeah.
You know, right? And now your referral partners are remembering that just as much as your client is. So your client is sending you all these friends and referrals because they appreciate you for being ethical, but your referral partners also appreciate you sending referrals and being collaborative. And when they have someone that's not within their scope, they're going to do the same thing.
Yeah, I agree. all the people that I used to send to other people, they would constantly send me people because they were like, thank you for thinking of me, or thank you for the shout out on social media. I really appreciate that, especially local businesses that I had those referral relationships with.
Yes, you build such a good reputation for yourself by being that support for people. And in networking and referrals, that's really what it's all about. It's like, if you want to nurture and show support to other people just as much as you ask. And a lot of people come into networking with their hand out. And when they are not intentional about nurturing, it's not because they don't care. It's not because they're mean. It's not because they're fake. It's just because when we don't think about it intentionally, it's really easy to forget. And then the next thing you know, you're not reaching out to this person until you need something. So by being intentional and strategic in your networking, you can nurture these relationships when you don't need anything. You're building that know, like, trust with your referral partners. And then when it's time for your launch, you can say, hey, I'm in this launch. Can you help support me? Can we go live together? Can you have me on your podcast? Can you make a recommendation to someone who you think? And they're like, hell yeah, I can, because you recommended me to 5 people already. Like, thank you so much. I would love to return that favor for you. You know, I think that the intention behind all of this and the strategy behind all of this is what makes people so much more successful, because you're not just winging it. You're not just like randomly doing things when you need something or when you think about it. When I talk about networking strategy, it's how do we put things into place so that you take an active role in creating leads and opportunities and referrals for yourself by having these systems, by intentionally nurturing people, by thinking about, okay, why am I even going to this meeting? You know, why am I even here? What do I want to talk about? Most people don't even think about that, much less the follow-up systems and how to nurture people systematically.
Well, and I think what's really cool about referral networks is that it's like, you've got to really humanize that conversation.
Yes.
Forget about those like robotic kind of marketing tricks that were taught and get into the human conversation. And I love how you were saying, like, not with your hand out. Like really going back to old school strategies of how can I help this person?
Well, yeah. And I think that that helps a lot when you talk about like introverts or people building confidence or whatever, right? It really helps to just think about the humanizing nature of it. Like I talk about strategy, systems and strategies and all the things. But at the end of the day, it's literally just being a human. It's, hey, how are you? Hey, how can I support you? Hey, you know, I want a mutually beneficial relationship with you. Or if I'm at the chamber coffee hour, it's how do I start any normal conversation with a normal human? I'm probably talking about the food, the weather. I'm talking about how did you find out about this event, right? It doesn't have to be this like super curated, facilitated question I got off of ChatGPT to start a conversation.
Yeah.
I meet 9 out of 10 new people. I meet at the snack table or the drink table. Right. Cause I'm just like, oh my gosh, I love chocolate covered strawberries, you know, or like, oh my gosh, this wine is so good. They're like, me too.
Yeah.
And then you can allow for that to flow naturally into, well, we're at a networking event. So what do? Tell me about yourself. And a lot of people don't like to start with, what do? I actually prefer it. Let's get right to the point. Let's jump right into the good stuff, because you're here to grow a business. I'm here to grow a business. When I know what you do, who you serve, what you offer, I can then look for more opportunities for you. I can really say like, oh my gosh, you need to talk to Rachel. You need to talk to Sarah. You need to come to this meeting with me over here, right? You need to get connected to these people because I'm the idea friend. Now my wheels are turning. So I'm like, oh, you need to talk to these people.
Yeah.
All the friend stuff, like, oh, your pets, your kids, your vacations, that will come. And that will happen very naturally. That's the easy part of the conversation, right? And we can kiki and we can be friends. And I genuinely want to see pictures of your cat. And I want to know about your kids' boogers. And I want to know where you're going for vacation next week. I genuinely do, because I care about you as a person. But at the end of the day, we are at a networking event to talk about business. Is how I feel about it. That's how I always stay the most efficient. And that's how I can get someone referrals like after the first time of meeting them, because I'm like, let's just get right to the point, right? Let's just get right to it.
What do you think are the mistakes that people make when they are trying to build a referral network?
The top two mistakes. One is not understanding that networking is not sales. Right. So they go in with the intention of it being sales instead of it being referrals and collaborations. And that just changes the whole vibe of those relationships, right? Right. Now you have commission breath. Now you're not nurturing them the way that you really should be to get them to be interested in working with you. It's just like sale pitch. What can I get out of this? Right. So really looking at intentions. And the second one is the strategy. Just showing up and winging it and networking is a really great way to start. And it's a great way to get yourself out there, to get yourself visible. But once you start maturing in business, once you start maturing in networking, you realize that it's a very time consuming activity. So if you want to get a bigger return on this amount of time, energy, and money that you have to spend, there has to be a strategy, right? Of getting in the right rooms, talking to the right people, having the right types of conversations, having the right type of messaging when you talk about what you do, having those follow-up systems, even just tracking metrics. You need to know if this networking group is even producing or not.
What do you think for a coach who's just starting out in networking? What is your biggest advice?
For coaches just starting out in networking, the biggest thing is just getting out there and doing it, right? When you first start, like what we just said, getting out there and getting visible is the first most important thing you need to do, right? You set your intentions. I'm here for referrals and collaborations. You can even figure out, these are the type of people that I know I can refer back and forth really well with, right? They're going to be some kind of complementary industry. Yeah, but it's like, just get out there. Just get your face known, get your name known, get people to have those conversations with you and have a clear idea of what do you want to talk about when they ask you what you do. Always be ready to introduce yourself, because they're most likely going to ask in some form or fashion. And the worst thing that you can do is like, oh, well, I didn't know I was going to be asked to give an introduction. And then you ramble on for 30 seconds, but no one retains any of the information that you said.
Yeah. Yeah.
Be ready to introduce yourself quick and concise and crystal clear, not for the ideal client, but for the referral partner. Yeah. Here is exactly what I do. And when we talk about like health coaches specifically, that's such a big umbrella category where there's so many different types, right? Give people the most simple messaging to where they can easily regurgitate it to other people and give them a clear idea of who you help. So instead of like a mindset coach coming in and saying, well, I help women step into their divine power so they can live their best life. Well, what does that mean? I'm a mindset coach for moms who just had a kid, yeah, right? Or I am a money mindset coach for entrepreneurs who are just starting out in their business. Give it to me plain, give it to me clear. And when you do that, get yourself out there and you give your clear, concise messaging and just having those conversations, all the other stuff can follow.
I think that clear and concise way, because I see that even in the online space, like we try to make it sound so fancy.
Yes.
Just saying what we do. Because
yes,
what we do is really how we're going to stop that person who's like bombarded by social media and they just want to know who the person they should go to is.
Exactly. Like creativity is the death of clarity, right? It's a kind of a cliche quote that we hear, but there's a lot of validity to it. Especially when we talk about any kind of coaching platform. And the other thing is too, not talking about like methodologies and not talking about certifications. Those are really important to have like on your website or to have somewhere on your social media to tell people like, here's what makes me qualified. But in networking, respectfully, your referral partners don't care. Okay. Like they don't care that you have all these letters or that you do this methodology because they can't remember it. The only information they need is what you do, who you serve, and what kind of opportunities you're looking for. And, you know, I see it a lot, especially with like mindset coaching, breath work. A lot of those types of coaches love to talk about certifications, but no one outside of your industry knows what you're talking about.
Good point.
So it's better. Yeah. So it's better just to leave it like on the website or when you're talking to someone in a coffee chat, you can mention it, but that's usually not the best thing to add into networking just because your referral partners probably don't know what it is and they're not going to remember it.
I love the keep it simple and know what you want to be known for. I think it's really important to be able to say what you do in like less than 20 seconds to catch somebody's attention.
Heck yes.
Have a conversation.
Yeah. Like, it's a superpower to be able to tell people what you do concisely. It is a skill when someone says, what do? To be able to answer it in as few words as possible, especially in passing conversation, when someone just like, if we're just meeting at like a restaurant or a mingling event and you say like, oh, what do? I don't want your 60-second elevator pitch. Give it to me in one sentence, right? And what happens is when you give it to someone in one sentence and it's super clear, it's super concise, and it's intriguing, it allows for them to say, well, tell me more.
Yep, I agree.
And then now that's more
Curiosity
interesting.
killed the cat. You want them to
Yep.
say, like, what does that mean? Or what do you do exactly? That sounds very interesting.
Exactly. And if they don't ask that, then no harm, no foul. You can just keep the conversation moving, but you haven't bored them to tears. And like 30 seconds is not the end of the world. If you ramble and someone has to listen to you for 30 seconds, it's really not that bad. But it's just a better flow of the conversation. You're building better rapport with them when it's quicker.
No, I agree. Are there any tips that we haven't covered during in this episode?
I actually don't think so. I think we covered a lot of ground, whether you've been networking and you want to start refining your strategies, or if you're just getting yourself out there more, even if you have a little bit of experience, but you're not doing it consistently. I mean, we touched on a lot
Yes, we did.
of good stuff, and I really think we summed it up into being intentional, making sure that you know why you're in a networking meeting, having messaging, having follow-up systems, doing your coffee chats, like just getting yourself out there and really auditing and being mindful of how you show up in these spaces. Because getting visible is step one, but how you're doing it is step two.
Can you tell everyone where to find you?
Of course, yes, I'm really active on Instagram. I love me some Instagram at Sarah Gemmell underscore. I'm always hosting different like virtual and in-person networking events, which are
Wow.
always on Instagram. So those are always on Instagram. And then I actually have a free checklist. So if you are someone who wants to like audit what you've currently been doing, I created a free resource that takes you through the 10 essentials to creating more profitable networking. And it's a really good way to self-audit. So I'll make sure that I share the link with you for that.
Perfect. Thank you so much. This is such a skill set that I feel every coach needs to be able to do, especially because it takes time to build our social media. And if we don't have
Yes.
that referral network of people, if you're even scared to go to those big networking events, like just connect with one person a day who could help you. And that could be a relationship that brings in so many people. And
Exactly.
with simple strategies, like we said, do a blog or do a newsletter for them or share a freebie, something that's going to help their ideal client.
Exactly. And be willing to return the favor. Be ready to say, well, I have a blog, I have an email list, I have a Facebook group, I have insert here that I would love, be ready to do that in return for them. And now it's just back and forth and they're going to love you forever. And you can just keep doing it, like these collabs never have to end. In 3 months, you can do another collab. In 6 months, you can do another live stream. It's really awesome the possibilities that come from it when you get really solid referral partners.
That's such a great point. All right, guys, make sure you follow this amazing woman and stay tuned for the next episode. We will see you all next time. All right, guys, that is all for today. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe to the show so you don't miss any future episodes. While you're there, it would mean the world to me if you take just a few seconds and leave me an honest review. Truth is, I love honesty. Your reviews help me to reach even more health coaches and wellness professionals who are ready to explode their business and want the truth in this non-BS approach. You can find all the links and the information mentioned in this episode at www.rachelafeldman.com/podcast. All right, so don't forget to tag me on Instagram at Rachel A. Feldman and let me know what was your favorite part of the episode. This will help me to create even better content for you, bring on awesome peeps to tell you the truth about how they built their business, plus other speakers to help you take your business to the top without overwhelm. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you guys soon.